Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and, of course, the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. In my quest for the ultimate adventure motorcycle, I've been led astray from the big BMW GS universe. Don't get me wrong, when it comes to road munching ability, the BMW is as good as it gets when you're traveling far. However, due to its size and freeway prowess, it can be a little compromised when it gets to deep sand or mud. That's where smaller bikes come in. Now, BMW has a few of these, but they lose the joy of the big shaft drive GS and retain some of its compromises. So when Triumph offered me their new Tiger 900 Rally Pro, I jumped at the opportunity. I'm going to stick my neck out here and say that no adventure bike on the market is as nimble or quick or fun to use in the twisties. It is better than the OG BMW GS 1300 even, which I would call the gold standard. On the freeway, it is slightly less than the BMW experience, but slightly, and this is nominal. The screen, in standard form at least, is a little less wind-defeating than the BMW's, but aftermarket sorts that out. Now, when it comes to off-road, it comes into its own. On fast gravel roads, with or without chunk, it is superb, with one caveat. Traction control off is required to enjoy the fun. Off-road traction control on, it is a bit too nannying. And by a bit, I mean a lot. So to enjoy this bike, you do indeed need some skill. Not grandmaster-like levels of skill, mind you, as it's an easy bike to feel and control, but for the complete newbie, maybe not. On tough single track, it is nimble and feels lighter than it should. And in sand, it is way better than any BMW, and the only thing I can't report on is mud use. Cut me a break here. It's been one dry summer. In short, the long travel shower suspension and the big front wheel make a huge difference. The fuel tank, however, is only 20 liters, but if you're gentle on the throttle, that translates into over 300 kilometers of range, and even more so if you achieve their claimed 4.7 liters per 100 kilometers. My mileage did vary, and I was only getting a little over 200 kilometers per tank before the yellow light of range anxiety started making its presence felt. Other issues, you need to be stationary to switch between the road and off-road modes. Unlike the top BMW, it doesn't get electronic suspension or keyless go and just gets standard cruise control. But this is where things really head in Triumph's favor. For what you do get standard, standard quick shifter, standard crash bars, standard heated grips with the best and simplest switch gear of any heated grip system, full stop. The heated seats are standard too. It also gets illuminated controls at night. And for some reason, no other manufacturer does this. It gets Bluetooth that actually works if it's a bit fiddly to initially set up. Now, that's the killer features in Triumph's favor. With one more thing, that triple engine, the sound, the power delivery, the reliability, all top notch. It really never leaves you wanting, and it's quite addictive. And lastly, the price. At 285,000 Rand, it's hundreds of thousands Rands cheaper than the big BMW GS range, and they're offering huge discounts right now. For, I think if you go online, you'll see about 25,000 Rand off. And this is possibly the best looking off-road bike on the market. And that's it. I am pretty much smitten with the off-road focused Triumph Tiger 900 Rally Pro. And if you've got any questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on that, David Dondi, on the social media channels. That's DAVID DONDE, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.